Quest, of course, is spelt Quest. Saying, of course, in this case, is an implicit tribute to one of those mammoth ad campaigns that breathe life, or at least a close resemblance of it, into nonsense words coined by professionals in the corporate naming game. We wondered whether the recent troubles at such imaginatively named outfits as Lucent, Enron, Tyco, and the rest might have revived some interest in stodgy, more straightforward names. Clive Chafer, who's in Berkeley, California, is creative director there at the rather conservatively named firm of Master McNeil. The company's clients include such straight-ahead names as Charles Schwab and Holland America Lines, as well as such dot-com neologisms as Vividence, Natopia, and Extricity. Mr. Chafer, given the current fad for clarity and transparency in business, has anyone come to you folks recently asking for a name that just might be clever but also make it obvious what a company does?
Well, actually, that's been the trend for quite a long time. Even while all these new coined names have been the trend, there's also been a recognition that there needs to be a certain solidity and heft to the name. So what people are looking for is something that balances the innovative, leading-edge quality of the name with something that sounds like it's enduring, that it'll be around a while, or preferably that it's even been around a while the company is still actually a startup.
Well, without tooting the horn of a client or of your own work, could you give us an example of a new name that seems to exemplify that trend?
Yeah, we named a company a couple of years back which had the very interesting name of Disappearing Ink. They had a product that allowed email to evaporate. It disappeared after a certain amount of time.
It was ink with a K and not with a C, which would sound
no,
like
actually, it was ink with a C.
Oh, with a C.
It was using, yeah, so it was using the pun on disappearing ink for its company name.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously realized that that was very good for one particular product and also for getting people to go, huh, that sounds fun. But it wasn't necessarily going to take them forward and make them sound like a company that had the solidity to do business with Fortune 500 or Global 500 companies.
I think in the year 2002, it could have been a very unfortunate name.
Indeed. Timing is everything in the naming game. So what they chose was the name Omniva. Now, Omniva doesn't mean anything in and of itself, but it does have word parts that mean things, and Omni is a word part that has been around for a long time in corporate names. So it gives it that sense that it's on a good, solid foundation of a name that lasts, but at the same time, it also uses the fact that it is neologistic to give it a certain cutting edge, a certain innovativeness, if you like. Because there's a difference between a name like Omniva, which doesn't necessarily mean something like a real word, but it certainly has plenty of meaning and sense. But that sense is, if you like, not necessarily on the surface, not necessarily completely the same for everybody's interpretation. But it certainly has meaning.
What, if anything, do you think might be the influence on corporate naming of this season of accounting frauds and errors and a couple of rather notorious bankruptcies?
It's hard to say that there's going to be a trend away from coined names. I think there was a trend already established away from some of the more silly-sounding coined names. I mean, every color in the book has been combined with every noun in the book to come up with, you know, red banana, pink budgerigar, and so on. Those names have indeed gone away with the dot compost of the last couple of years.
But is that a term of the trade?
Yes, I'm afraid so. But on the other hand, the obvious thing that's going to prevent people going back, if you like, to transparent names like, you know, General Motors and so on, is simply that those names are no longer available, either as .com, which is particularly problematic. All the real words basically are taken. But also just for trademarking. So we're not going to go back to an era where real words reign again. They simply can't. There's too many obstacles to that happening.
Mr. Chafer, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Robert. My pleasure.
Clive Chafer, who is the creative director at Master McNeil in Berkeley, California.